We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone. If only you had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I just continually want to learn more and more, like, about health and wellness and how we can be the best versions of ourselves and, like, be the healthiest versions of ourselves and, like, feel the best. Because mm-hmm. when we feel the best, we give our best. And absolutely. So how can we kind of look at everything holistically?
Yes.
And that's my passion, yeah. Mind, body, spirit.
Yeah, definitely.
And I've tried to incorporate that into Cora. Mm-hmm. But that's like a whole nother layer. Because sometimes people are like, what are you talking about? Because I use crystals in the formulation, yeah. Like crystal filtration process, and some products contain crystals. Then I have positive words of affirmation on the back of every product. We use aromatherapy instead of artificial fragrance, and it's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
But first and foremost, the products are certified organic,
yeah.
And give you the results they need.
Hi, I'm Rachel Hollis, and this is my podcast. I spend so many hours of every single week reading and listening to podcasts and watching YouTube videos and trying to find out as much as I can about the world around me. And that's what we do on this show. We talk about everything, life and how to be an entrepreneur. What happened to dinosaurs? What's the best recipe for fried chicken? What's the best plan for intermittent fasting? What's going on with our inner child? How's therapy working out for you? Whatever it is my guests are into, I want to unpack it so that we can all understand. These are conversations. This is information for the curious. This is the Rachel Hollis Podcast. How did you get into, or have you always been into skincare? Like, is this a long-time passion? Like, how did this come to be?
Oh, so that, I mean, I got into health and wellness when I was younger because my mom was diagnosed with cancer in her spleen. And so as a family, we got even deeper into health and wellness. We thought we were pretty healthy growing up because my grandparents had like an organic vegetable patch, and my grandma introduced me to noni juice when I was like 13, and she was drinking aloe vera. And then when my mom was diagnosed with cancer in her spleen, we were just like, hold up. We thought we were healthy, like we were eating the organic food. And then my mom got given this book called The Chemical Maze, and it just explained in layman's terms kind of all of the ingredients that you might see on the back of packaged goods. Kind of sometimes you see numbers, it will explain to you what that number meant, and in large doses, could it be detrimental to your health? And this is why, kind of thing. Whether it, you know, and that, so we had to look at everything we were using, what we were like eating packaged goods, all of the household products, all of the skincare products, because what you put on your skin soaks in. And that's why when you're pregnant, we're told to be really cautious and careful of what we're putting on our skin. Mm-hmm. But we should be concerned regardless. Like, yeah. We should value ourselves just as much as we value our children.
Absolutely.
And so that's kind of where my passion started for wanting to create something that was really pure and certified organic, and I wasn't able to find it. So that's when I decided I wanted to like create it for myself and my family. And then when we started getting great results, like My mom actually had rosacea on her skin, just around here and around her nose. And basically she was on a steroid cream and she was really embarrassed to kind of go out in public because her whole life she'd had great skin. And I gave her the Noni Glow Face Oil, which was one of our first products that we had made. And within a week, she was off the steroid cream, just using Noni Glow Face Oil, and it's never come back since.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
So it was pretty wild. So we were like, okay, we want to... So at that point, I was like, I'm not going to just keep it for myself and my family. I want it to be able to be available to people worldwide. And then I thought, well, how am I going to do that? Because I don't want to compromise the quality of these products. So if I get outside investors, sometimes people have different ways they want to do things, absolutely, but I really want to do it as pure and as potent as it can be. So to this day, I still own 95% of the company and I have a 5% investor from day one. So I make all the decisions. I'm the CEO, the founder, the creative director, the person who writes all of the verbiage on the back of every package, who, you know, manages the whole team of 60 people. And this is my baby girl. I have 3 boys, but this is my baby girl. So,
And where is the company based?
Well, I'm here.
Yeah.
And then we also, so we have, we just actually decided to, during COVID, we had to pivot to working from home. And then we got different team members all over America, actually. And it turned out to be at first, because we had an office in Santa Monica, mm-hmm, but then we ended up, like, at the time, because of finance and whatnot, we said it's not going to be the best investment when people are feeling afraid to come in town, into the office to continue to lease this office space. And we started employing people kind of all over America.
Which
and
is so awesome.
Now we all work remotely in America.
Cool.
But then we get together, you know, for meetings and whatnot. And then in Australia, we have an office space and a warehouse.
Oh, wow.
So we have 30 people there and 30 people here. Cool. And then we have, you know, our different consultants that go and service all of the stores and our reps.
And you said
in
that,
in addition to those other people.
That serum with your mom was one of the first products.
The Noni Glow Face Oil.
Yeah. So what was the impetus? Was there one thing that you were trying to solve that you created first, or was it a few things at the beginning?
Well, at first I just wanted like healthy products for your skin. And it was interesting because back then not many people were using face oils. Like we were one of the very first face oils to come out. That was, I launched in 2009 in Australia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I didn't launch here in America until 2017 because, as I said, it was my company. And to launch internationally and to expand into America was like a huge financial investment on my behalf. And I didn't want to compromise the quality, so I didn't want to have other people involved. So I, you know, I took the leap eventually and launched into America in 2017.
Very cool.
But it just started off as like a small little business in Australia in 2009. And it was doing extremely well. And it was like just my passion project. And then my husband actually said to me at like, maybe 9 years ago, he was like, why don't you have your skincare line here? It's amazing. Because he was getting incredible results from using it. He has very dry skin and also sensitive skin. And I said, well, it would take a lot of money on my behalf to launch it here. And he's like, well, what are you waiting for? Like, you're spending all this time and money working for other people. You need to invest in yourself. And I was like, yeah, but then I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. And he's like, well, if you don't do it, you'll never know. So he's like, he like gave me, he verbally gave me the confidence to like just take that leap.
Yeah.
Whereas in the past, if I had spoken to people, they'd be like, oh, well, you just never know. And the skincare market is saturated. And what if it doesn't work? And people don't understand organics. And I'm like, whoa.
Wow. Yeah. Because I would think, I mean, I've been an entrepreneur for 20 years. So for me, I always think you can, there's this old expression that says you live or die by your own sword.
Yeah.
Like at least if it's you, that you're like, well, I know how hard I'll work for myself, right? Mm-hmm. You're working so hard for all these other people. Mm-hmm. But if you are the one who's making the decisions, figuring it out, doing, you'll like benefit or you can, the idea of putting all your eggs in one basket, I actually think is
makes more sense.
Yeah, than putting them everywhere.
Right, yeah. Right. So, spreading yourself yeah, because you're thin. Like, this has to work because I'm betting so much on this and I've put so much heart and energy into it. So yeah. I love that. I think it's super inspiring how so many businesses begin with that sort of intention.
Yeah.
And so it launched here in 2017. Is there parts of the business that you're like, man, we never thought that particular product was going to go the way that it did? Like, is there one sort of all-star in the mix, or it's the whole skincare line really?
Oh, no, there are a few all-stars, even though I think they're all-stars because they're my babies. Yes. And I literally, every formulation, I put my heart and soul into each one, and I make sure that I'm more than 100% happy with it when we launch it. But people go nuts for our Noni Glow face oil because it is like liquid gold. It really helps your skin. It just like balances the pH of the skin, and it sits beautifully underneath makeup. It helps with like super sensitive skin conditions and dry skin, even oily skin. It helps balance the pH. So that is a wonderful oil. It has like sea buckthorn, noni, rose hips.
Is it base or is it like your top layer? Oh, okay, cool.
So I have it on now.
Oh, cool.
But I have like underneath, I have all the other layers,
yeah,
which we can talk about.
Yeah, what are your layers?
So I'll tell you that. But the other all-star product that I'm super proud of that no one expected to be an all-star product is our turmeric 2-in-1. It's like a scrub and a deeply detoxifying mask in one. It's like an instant facial in a tube. And people, once they try it, they are hooked for life, men and women. They literally, like, I've never introduced it to someone and they're just like, oh, my God. Like, this is my holy grail product. And cool. That is my baby because I remember speaking to the chemist. Well, first of all, I spoke to my team when we were having conversations about what products will we launch next, because generally we do 2 to 3 products a year. And we have to kind of limit – I have so many ideas, but I have to limit them because of cash flow reasons. And,
yeah.
You know, it's smart.
Yeah, you have to be make smart
a plan
about it.
And then
yeah.
You have a 5-year plan of all your product innovation. And so we sit there and sometimes I'm like, oh, I really want to do this. And I'm the only one excited about it at the time. And they're like looking at me like, what about this trend and, you know, this thing? And I'm like, I don't care about trends. Intuitively, I just feel like I need to do this. And that's what it was like with this turmeric scrub. I was like, I want to create basically a microdermabrasion scrub that you can use as a microdermabrasion scrub in the shower, you know, just to give yourself like a little quick refresh. Or you can use it as a deeply detoxifying mask, leave it on and let it pull out the impurities. Then it dries and you feel it kind of like really stiff on your face, kind of like you can't move your face. And then you wash it off and then you feel like you've just had the best facial ever. So
cool.
People use it in 2 different ways. My husband and I use it as the microdermabrasion scrub because like I don't really have that much time to leave it sitting on my face, just to be real. Like
yeah.
I do sometimes if, say, for instance, the kids are asleep and my husband's at a work dinner, I'll get in the bathtub, I'll put it on my face, then I'll let it deeply, you know, dry. Sometimes I'll put it on, like, before I have a shower for 10 minutes or something, and then I'll hop in the shower and you can do that. But you do see, like, really crazy results if you do leave it on as a mask because it's got the turmeric, it has aspen bark. So it has, like, natural purifying ingredients and anti-inflammatory and exfoliating, and it's pretty amazing.
Did you already know about those ingredients just in your own learning, or was it more that you said, I want something that's certified organic, I want something that's calming, something, and then your team said, okay, here are 15 options. Like how
so
do you
the chemist,
figure that out? Okay.
So they're the ones that like, I say, I knew I wanted it to include turmeric. Because I love turmeric and I believe in the internal and external beauty benefits of like powerhouse ingredients like the noni, which is in every single product, or kakadu plum, which is the highest naturally occurring vitamin C. And I'm really passionate about health and wellness. I studied at Integrative Nutrition, so I am a certified health coach. So I
cool.
know about different – and I did another course recently that Stanford was offering through Coursera on health and wellness, and I just continually – want to learn more and more like about health and wellness and how we can be the best versions of ourselves and like be the healthiest versions of ourselves and like feel the best. Because mm-hmm. when we feel the best, we give our best. And
absolutely.
So how can we kind of look at everything holistically.
Yes.
And that's my passion, yeah. Mind, body, spirit.
Yeah, definitely.
And I've tried to incorporate that into Cora. Mm-hmm. That's like a whole nother layer. So sometimes people are like, what are you talking about? Because I use crystals in the formulation, yeah. Like crystal filtration process, and some products contain crystals. Then I have positive words of affirmation on the back of every product. We use aromatherapy instead of artificial fragrance, and it's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
But first and foremost, the products are certified organic,
yeah.
And give you the results they need.
I have a friend who has a vacation house. Whenever she's not staying there on vacation, which is pretty often because she's a mama with kids who works in a totally different city, she rents that house out on Airbnb, and she has absolutely loved the process. It's a way for her family to thrive both by having a place to go to and by getting additional income. And it's been super easy for her to manage because she does everything online. While you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and it's a great way to earn some extra money, just like my friend. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Guys, no two listeners of the show are exactly alike, which means that no two vacations you take are going to be exactly alike either. And if you're looking for a place that will serve all of you, Texas has a vast landscape of cultures, regions, destinations, and activities that allow for an infinite number of different travel experiences. I love Texas so much, I moved my family there for 5 years. Because here's the deal, Texas has it all. Are you a beach person? We got you. If you love a rugged vacation, not my jam, but there's plenty of campgrounds, hiking trails, and state parks galore. My favorite part about Texas? The food. It is the thing I miss the absolute most. Whether you love barbecue or Tex-Mex, or just want to be in cities that take their food very seriously, you can enjoy live music, visit internationally recognized art museums, and check out thrilling cowboy experiences. Visit traveltexas.com/get-your-own to get the only trip to Texas that matters, yours. That's traveltexas.com/get-your-own.
So you said you'd tell us your like
The layers.
Yeah.
So in the morning or at night?
Let's do both. Okay. I'm a nerd enough to like care. I love skincare.
So in the morning, so when I wake up, I do like, this is like not really part of it, but it is part of it. Just like a little meditation. And then I go and dry body brush after I do that.
So do you do that every day?
Yeah.
Okay. See, this is okay. I'm going to ask a lot of questions because I'm not doing it every day, but I should.
Meditation?
Dry brushing.
Oh, dry brushing. Yeah. Because my husband wakes up at like 5 or 5:30. So it's between 5 and 5:30 that we're awake every day, depending on the schedule.
Got it.
And then the kids don't wake up. Lately, they've been sleeping till 7.
Nice.
So that's really nice because they're now 3 and just turned 5 and 12.
Okay.
Because as soon as they wake up, they come running into my room and then it's all systems go and it's all about them. So I really value that time before they wake up. And I'm actually quite thankful to my husband for waking me up early because otherwise if he's not there or if he's not waking me up, I would have been like snooze button. Right. You know.
Well, I always say if your kids wake you up, you're starting the day off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
Because you're like starting on defense. You're exactly. Like, oh, you're like, okay. Yeah. It's better to like calm yourself and then go into mom mode.
Yeah. So that's why I try to wake up, do a little 20-minute meditation, do my dry body brushing all over. That has been a lifesaver for me. Okay. Energetically, I feel like it's like obviously good for circulation and lymphatic drainage and like – they say it's great for cellulite and all of that. But energetically as well, like if you've had a bad dream or something, you're just like body brushing. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm brushing it away. Brushing away any bad energy and just like restarting the day. I love it. And then I get in the shower. I cleanse my skin using our turmeric foaming cleanser, which contains turmeric, obviously. And it has in there Palo Santo.
Nice.
Which clears your energy and cleans your skin at the same time. It also has in there like... and a sugar isomer. So basically when you're cleansing your skin, you're not stripping your skin. So it's kind of like foaming cleanser without stripping, which is great. And you, and it also has in there peppermint to help control sebum levels. But in addition to that, the peppermint gives you this fresh burst of energy, which I love aromatherapy for that. I literally in my handbag have some peppermint oil because I'm addicted to peppermint oil and how
it wakes you up.
Uplifting and energizing it is. I might actually have to put it
on. Yeah, put it on. Now you've talked about it.
I'm like, now it's like going to be thinking about it. So I keep it in here. This is called Peppermint Halo.
Nice.
This is one of my hacks.
Oh, so you do it back here.
You do it like behind your neck and kind of like around your ears.
Nice.
It's my earrings jingling away. And you can do it on your temples. And then I put it on my hands like that, if you want some.
Yeah.
There. And then you just kind of like, so good.
Oh, that's nice. You don't mind if I put it on?
Oh, no, I don't mind. Three deep breaths. That to me is just like, it's so like energizing and grounding, but ethereal at the same time.
It's so easy too.
So easy.
So easy.
Anyway, so all of our products contain essential oils for their skin benefits and then also the sensory benefits. I'm very much like a sensory person.
Yeah.
And so, a tactile person too.
So you do the shower.
Oh, yeah, sorry. We haven't even gotten past the shower. Sorry, I can talk forever.
I'm genuinely curious. Like, what?
So in the shower, we've got the foaming cleanser. Then I'll do the little bit of the turmeric scrub. Sometimes I mix the two together if I just want like a little light exfoliation, whereas my husband just like goes for the straight for the scrub.
Yeah.
Then we have a body wash, which is great for the whole family. I use that on myself. My husband uses that. I get out of the shower. And then I put the body lotion, the body oil all over my body.
Do you do lotion then oil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Body lotion then oil. And I put it everywhere. It's really good. The body oil is really good to prevent stretch marks, especially and then when you're pregnant. I used it throughout my pregnancies.
Cool.
And also helps with any stretch marks if you have any. It helps with like scarring and stuff because of the rosehip oil in there. And then on my skin, I mist my face with the minty mist. It's a minty mineral mist, which is great to like prep your skin for the next steps. And it also has Palo Santo and peppermint in there because I'm addicted. And it has a little aquamarine crystal in the actual bottle. And then I put on the vitamin C serum, which is, it contains kakadu plum and acerola cherry and lemon peel ferment and orange peel ferment. And it really helped me so much with pigmentation. I don't know about you, but every time I got pregnant, I got like really dark pigmentation.
Yeah.
It was just like, boom. And I was like, whoa.
What just happened?
So I was able to use my vitamin C serum throughout the last two pregnancies because I didn't have it available the first pregnancy. And it just saved my skin, helped brighten the pigmentation so much. It's won multiple awards. But all of my products, like, have won multiple awards, including many Best of Beauty awards from Alua, and you know how hard they are to get. So I'm really proud of them because they're like my little babies.
Yeah.
And after the vitamin C, then I apply our new serum, which is this retinol alternative serum, which you can apply morning and night. It's gentle. It doesn't cause any redness.
Irritation. I'm going to sound so dumb. I've never used retinol. And I don't know what it's for.
Okay, so retinol's for wrinkles.
Okay.
And it is like traditionally known as like a chemical treatment for wrinkles to kind of resurface the skin, improve the texture of fine lines, wrinkles, firmness of skin. And that's why I wanted to create a product that basically was certified organic, a retinol alternative. It's the first certified organic retinol alternative in the world. And what's incredible is we specifically tested, we did some clinical studies on women who were diehard retinol users, like love the retinol and traditional chemical retinol, because we wanted to see, do they prefer that traditional chemical retinol or our product, and where do they get the best results? So we documented the whole thing. It was a four-week trial. Mostly retinol trials are done over 8 weeks, but we did it over 4 weeks because with my serum, you can use it morning and night because it's gentle enough. And so we thought, okay, let's see. I want like the quicker results and more impactful results. And the before and after photos are incredible with deep fine lines, like completely like minimizing them. in the forehead, the lines are incredibly, you just notice a huge difference. The firmness of the skin one was wild on this lady's neck. It was like really hanging and then it was lifted.
Oh, wow.
After 4 weeks. And I was like, okay, this is wild. We can't forget our chest and our neck when we're doing our skincare.
Yeah.
And so I've been using that serum morning and night, and I just have loved the results that I'm getting. It really, really helps also with any kind of scarring that you have. It also helps with acne. The retinols, like in this retinol alternative, we make it with bakuchi oil, which is a natural alternative that a lot of people use. But we added not only bakuchi oil, we added alfalfa extract in addition to the bakuchi oil. And then on top of that, we added acai plant stem cells. So the combination of that makes it actually 5 times more powerful than traditional retinol on its own. So it's working on aging that you currently have already have, the damaged parts. But then it's working with acai plant stem cells on preventing further aging.
Nice.
So I just thought to myself, why not get this, powerhouse of a product out there with the proven results and show people you don't need to compromise your health to get really incredible results.
Yeah.
You can be healthy and, get incredible results for your skin.
So do you put...
I'm still not finished. I'm still not even finished with my routine. Okay, so then after that serum, then I put on... Either the Active Algae Moisturizer or the Turmeric Glow Moisturizer. I have them both there and I love them. It's interesting because I thought that I'd always just go 100% for the Turmeric Glow Moisturizer because it's like a thicker, richer moisturizer. Mm-hmm. But lately, the Active Algae has been doing it for me, which is more of like a bouncy gel, lightweight moisturizer. Mm. So it's like today I did is I used the Active Algae on my skin. Then I put the Noni Glow Face Oil after that, and then I do the eye cream and the eye oil. But at night, then I'll use the Turmeric Glow Moisturizer because it's like a luxurious, rich cream.
So you're doing the eye cream and the eye oil in the daytime?
In the day.
Oh, okay, wow.
And at nighttime.
Okay. And then you put makeup on that?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I did today.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then sometimes I gua sha, but I didn't have time to gua sha today because I had to go to another meeting before this and then
come
straight
here. Do you gua sha with all your serums on? Yeah. And then you do makeup or on that day you are? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And go upwards.
Got it.
And we have a rose quartz gua sha that we make at Cora.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I actually designed the whole shape of it and the curve of it.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyway, the serum, the anti-aging retinol alternative serum, then the moisturizer, today was the Active Algae, then the Noni Glow Face Oil, which we already spoke about, then the eye cream and the eye oil.
And how do you approach, I'm assuming that this is part of it because you talk about health and wellness and inside and outside, how do you approach your nutrition from the perspective of wanting to maintain the
vitality?
Glow? Yeah.
Because I think inside out.
Yeah. Because I think so many people don't, they don't get that. They don't get that.
The connection.
You can see on someone's skin when they're not taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
So are there things that you're like, stay away from this, or I make sure I have a lot of this in anything I'm eating because it's really good for skin or...
Oh, I love talking about this and I could talk about it forever. So in the mornings, I like to start my day with water with lemon. So one whole lemon squeezed in water. I used to do 32 ounces of water, but now I'm just down to 16 ounces, a big glass.
Yeah.
Because then I have 32 ounces of celery juice, cold pressed every day.
Okay. And so you do a whole lemon.
A whole lemon.
In water.
And
that's
16 ounces.
To purify, detoxify, what's...
It actually alkalizes your system. So it's acidic before it goes in. Once it goes into your system, it turns more alkaline and kind of cleanses and clears out. Like when you're sleeping and you think you're laying there and you kind of want to flush the system a little bit. So it kind of does that. And then I have the celery juice after, which is very alkalizing as well and anti-inflammatory. And it's been a game changer, the 32 ounces of celery juice every day.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's so easy to ignore social battery. you know, that little meter that tells us whether or not we can go to the party, whether or not we want to have coffee with that friend or happy hour with our neighbor. Ignoring social battery is the same as ignoring personal boundaries. So figuring out what the right amount of socializing is for you or how you can best recharge is really important. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Rach today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Rach. Okay, true story, real confession. One of my favorite things in life is researching and trying out new healthy snacks. I literally spent like an hour and a half last week researching soybeans. It's real. But what I love is a place like Thrive Market where I can look for snacks. I can also look for pantry essentials and things to go in my fridge. And I can trust that whatever is on their website is going to be good for me, sourced from great places, have real ingredients, organic, non-GMO. It's like shopping with a friend who's already curated things I want to eat. So one of my favorite discoveries in the last couple of years is Hue chocolate. Have you guys had this yet? It's so good. It's like that square of dark chocolate that I have every single night with my tea makes me so happy. One of the cool things about Thrive is that they have these filters on the website too. So if you have a certain way of eating or dietary restrictions, you can filter the site so it only shows you products within that category. You should totally check it out if you haven't already. You can save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/Rach for 30% off your first order. 30% off plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/Rach. 30% off plus a free $60 gift. thrivemarket.com/Rach. Try the Hue.
This is kind of wild. I have like 3 tablespoons of Irish sea moss.
Hmm. And is it then, a powder or it's like, it looks like
it's
moss?
It's a gel.
Oh, it's a gel.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's really not tasty.
Okay. And wait, when did you get into this?
That's more of a recent thing.
Okay.
And prior to that, I was just doing aloe vera, like a shot of aloe vera. And then sometimes I mix it with pineapple juice as well. But all of these things are just kind of like layering your good gut health. Mm-hmm. Because actually when I was pregnant with my second child, my gut health got a little unbalanced. Mm-hmm. And so I had to like really find things that would soothe my digestive system and keep it on track. And at one point I even ate purely like vegan, vegetarian for like 2 years.
Oh, wow. Because you were just trying to figure out what was going on or what would make you feel the best.
Yeah. But then recently I just did the gut reset program, which includes like bone broth and like meat and whatnot, but kind of staying away from grains with Dr. Will Cole. So it's like, but prior to that, I was doing Anthony William, just like very plant-based everything.
And
if you can't tell, I'm quite big on drinks. Yeah, no, I love my like celery, my, as I was saying, the aloe, the sea moss, the... Now we've got this one, which is pineapple, cucumber, spinach, romaine, parsley, turmeric. There's that turmeric again.
Finds its way.
Aloe vera, chia seeds, chlorophyll. I just kind of got this because I was on the run today, yeah. Whereas at home I would like to make it, yeah. You know, myself. But it's good to know that you can pick it up.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Are you into – it feels like you are, so I'm like leading the witness a little bit, but – kind of experimenting with different,
health.
I dig it.
Anything for health, yeah. I'll give it a go.
So what's your experimentation process? Like, let's say you were doing the aloe shot, mm-hmm. and then you maybe heard about the Irish moss.
Sea moss.
And so then are you like, okay, I'll give it 6 weeks? Like, how do you test new things to see if you're getting the results that you want?
It's a good question. I just kind of add it to my routine. So now I've added the iris sea moss in addition to the aloe.
Got it. Oh, so, okay. Okay. So it's just one more thing.
It's like just one heard. More thing.
Okay.
I'm no, like, I dig oh, okay.
it. I dig it. I'm doing it, but definitely not at this level. So I find it really inspiring.
And then in coffee, which I have a love-hate relationship with coffee. So I actually had a coffee this morning, but it was after all of those drinks. But I go through stages sometimes of being off coffee. And yeah. what I do drink then is dandelion.
Oh.
And dandelion, it kind of has a similar taste to coffee. So when you love the experience and the flavor and you can make like a dandelion cappuccino, it's really delicious. Mm. But you're obviously not getting the caffeine hit.
Yeah.
But it tastes really good. And it's a liver cleanser, dandelion. Yeah. So.
Oh, I've gone off coffee before. I did it probably 6 or 9 months ago. And it's so horrendous at the beginning. But then you feel so amazing.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, well, but I love it so much.
Yeah.
She says as she drinks more coffee.
Yeah.
You have the morning juices. At what point do you allow coffee if you're going to have it?
It'll be after I've.
Okay.
After I've.
Like right after? Do you have to wait a certain amount of time?
You really should wait like half an hour after you've finished all of that.
Got it.
Yeah.
Is that the end of the morning nutritional routine?
Yeah. Sometimes after that, I may have a banana or I may have like the heavy metal detox smoothie, but it depends. I might just have that like, because I'm trying to give my body what it needs to like flush out and eliminate whatever it needs to eliminate and then still have enough energy. So it's either like a banana if I'm on the go or another drink, which is like a smoothie, which has like wild blueberries. It has banana. It has fresh orange juice. It has dulse, cilantro. That's called the heavy metal detox smoothie. I'm medical medium.
Do you change up the nutrition based on where you are in your cycle? Like, do you?
I should. I do intuitively.
Yeah. Like, you're sort of like, I need.
Like, this. I feel like, yeah. like last night I was like, some chocolate almonds.
Yeah. You're like, I need something a little. Yeah.
Those like who chocolate almonds?
I know. I love.
Like, what?
I love
with
that
the
brand.
Sea salt? I'm like, what? I am addicted. I was like, how am I eating this whole bag
yeah,
right
it's
now?
All, it's actually better to just not have it in the house. But it is such a so good little good. Treat. Any of those bars are so yummy. Mm-hmm. It's like the nicest little, I never thought I would care about dark chocolate.
But I know.
I like that brand a lot.
Oh, that was so good. Yum. So yeah, depending on my cycle. And then I actually will crave more like of the bone broth or the red meat.
More like savory things.
Yeah.
Based on, that makes sense.
I generally do like savory things.
Are you aiming at a lot of greens? Like, is there just in terms of thinking through, like, I know.
Everything.
Skincare. No, but I think, like, through the lens of, like, the skin and how it looks and how the idea of being, like, starting here, right?
Yeah.
Starting with what's going
internally.
Into your body.
Yeah.
So is it, we're focusing on things that are leafy
anti-inflammatory.
Greens and anti-inflammatory.
Like turmeric. Okay. I cook with turmeric a lot.
Yeah.
Like every day.
Okay. Is that something you always, like, when did you get into this or have you always been since you were a little girl and your mom got sick?
So since when my mom was sick, we started thinking about it even more. And then my nan introduced me to noni juice when I was like 13 as well. And I literally was like drinking noni every day. I have been pretty much since I was 13, and that works on a cellular level to like repair cells. So they have sometimes, I've seen the studies where someone will be on noni juice, like, and you'll see the cells before and they look a little abnormal. And then after noni juice for like a month, and then you see the cells, they're more normal. So I thought if it's doing that internally, imagine what it would do for your skin.
Yeah.
And that's why every single Cora Organics product contains noni. But in addition to that, the super exciting part that I think a lot of people don't understand and they're learning more now is that certified organic ingredients have up to 60% more antioxidants than regular ingredients.
And
because
what's
the
difference between certified organic and just organic? You know,
well, if it's just organic, it's not certified. So it hasn't been through the rigorous process of an outside certification body ensuring that it truly is what it says it is.
Mm.
So you can look on the back of every one of my packages and it'll tell you specifically like 99.7% of this comes from a natural origin and, you know, yeah. certain percent is water, and this percent is certified organic, and this percent is natural. And it's very transparent. And like, that's all I wanted for myself and my family, and I wasn't able to find it. Mm. There were products out there that at the time we looked, and they would claim that they were natural, or they claimed they were organic. When you read on the back of them, it back then, and I don't know, I'm pretty sure the rules are pretty similar. Back then, you could have just one organic ingredient.
And call it organic.
And then say this yeah. organic lotion.
Yeah.
But there are rules in California that you're not able to do that, which is really great. Like, you have to be at least 70% organic to be able to put that in California. But the rest around the world, like, it's a little bit dodgy.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of greenwashing. And that's why we want that certification and then that outside, like, kind of like Big Brother looking over everything that we do, from manufacturing to our ingredient sourcing to everything that we're doing, is like looked over and approved by yeah. someone else. Even all of our bottles and packaging have to be approved by them.
And that's our, awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's a big auditing process, but it makes it worthwhile in the end.
Absolutely.
And it keeps everyone like on their toes.
Do you feel like when you started it, because it's been a while, what did you say, 2009?
When I launched. Yeah. So 2006 was the concept.
Oh, wow.
Then we did 3 years of like testing and
did people
around.
Get it? Like
in Australia, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not so much here, but yeah. there it was much more common to care about the ingredients. Yeah.
And did they know
now.
Did
people get it here when you launched, do you feel
in
like?
In 2017?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think they understood the importance, like what you put on your skin soaks in, but they didn't understand the full efficacy. So then we, like, because originally we obviously did all of our, like, regulation testing and whatnot, but we weren't doing the scientific studies to prove the efficacy, whereas now we're doing and investing time in the scientific studies to show, like, the before and after and the clinical trials and then the consumer testing, which really shows how powerful these products are. Like, there's no BS here. It is just super beneficial for your skin. And, like, your skin is going to thank you for using it, and you see the clear results. So yeah. it feels good to help people in a healthy way.
How old were you when you started modeling?
Oh, I was 13.
Okay, so... Mm-hmm. Were you able to pull the things that you learned from your mom, from your nan? Like, were you able to pull those nutritional values, those holistic values into that lifestyle with you?
So what changed for me, so what was interesting is when I was about to eat something, or whenever I go to the fridge, or whenever I would think, what am I going to eat? I looked at it from, like, what nutrients am I going to get from this? I never thought of, like, calories or anything. I was like, what nutrients am I going to get from this? So if I eat this, what are the nutrients I'm going to get, and how's that going to make me feel? So I don't want to eat something at the end of the day, really, the majority of the time, unless I know it's going to be beneficial for my body. But then I do say it's really important to have that balance, 80-20. So 80% you're like focused on the nutrients, and then 20% you're like, well, enjoy. Life is, you know.
Right.
You have to enjoy it.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And you have to have those moments where you – eat the cake or yeah. eat the French fries or eat the really bad indulgence of mine, which is fried chicken. But every now and then.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
for
it's
sure.
not all the time, but it's important for me to really enjoy those experiences mm-hmm. with people, like whatever it might be. That
yeah.
And like, if you say, like, say for instance, like someone will say, come over, you know, where then they'll say, oh, do you have any dietary requirements? And I'm not going to say, oh, it has to be organic and please make it plant. I'm like, no, sure, whatever. Like, yeah. I like to enjoy whatever people are serving me. So when we're in, you know, in Europe, we'll eat like the pasta and everything, and I'll be like, ooh, delicious.
Yeah.
But like, then you know how to like scale it back. And I think at the end of the day, education is key.
Yeah.
So if you know at the end of the day, like, you're going to make healthier choices when you get home, then you can really enjoy yourself a little more and
absolutely.
Like have that balance in your life.
When you do eat, when you are indulgent, do you feel like, because with me, if I would, in my own brain, I would sort of call it like eating on plan, like eating in a way that I know I'm going to feel the best. I'm going to have the most energy, the least brain fog.
Yeah.
It's a pretty clean way of eating. But then if I win, because I totally do, indulge, it's almost to the point where it's not worth the indulgence because of how it wrecks my body. Mm. And I don't feel like my boyfriend has that. I feel like he bounces back so much easier than I do. But I'm just like, I'm bloated for like 4 days. And I'm like, was this burrito worth it? Do you feel like you bounce back quickly, or do you feel like it hits you hard?
I feel like I bounce back pretty quickly just because I feel like I put in a lot of work.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
And I mean, the 80-20 thing is kind of like what I promote. But if I'm really honest, it's probably more 90-10.
Yeah.
But yeah. So if I'm like going to indulge, I'm like, ooh, yeah. Yummy. Like, and I will indulge in a way that's like a little bit, not like a lot.
That's the thing. I'm for sure getting that piece wrong. I'm like, we're going ham. Like, yeah. We're here. Like, we're eating the whole thing. Because I'm like, oh, this is your one. As if it's the last time I will ever get to have it. Tortilla chips and guac.
Yeah, see?
So I need to, like, that's a really messed up ideology that I need to, like, release for myself of, like, no, that's not real.
Like, you can have that. Like, honestly, what I tell myself is, like, whenever I want something, I can have it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I feel like chocolate. Okay, I'll have a little bite.
Yeah.
And then you feel like, oh, I don't need any more because if I eat more, then I'm not going to feel so great.
Exactly.
Instead of eating the whole bar of chocolate, you'll have like two pieces.
I did. Sorry, my brain just jumped as you were talking about chocolate because I wanted to ask you this earlier. Do you work out?
Yes.
And when does that come into your schedule in the are you working out? I guess you wouldn't be fasted because you would have had your juices. But where does that fit in? And so, is it every day? Sorry, I'm asking 100 questions.
No, I do. I love to work out. And I think it's key to energy and vitality. And as you're aging, now I just turned 40, I feel like
working out. When's your birthday?
April 20th.
Oh, January 9th.
Oh.
Yeah.
1983?
Yeah. So this is your 40th year.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I love it.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like I'm embracing it wholeheartedly. Me too. I'm like, bring it on.
Yeah. I'm like, these are...
These are the good years.
Oprah said every year she turned a new decade, she'd be like, 40s are it's the decade, ladies. This is the one you're going to love.
And
50s are the decade. Like every time Oprah turns a new decade. So I'm trying to channel that energy.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And I just, that's amazing. Again. I've been very active my whole life because I was a farm girl growing up. So it was like riding horses, running around on the farm. Like you could never was climbing trees. Like you could never kind of get me to be super... Still, like, I wouldn't just sit there and watch TV. I'd be outside and I'd love to, like, run and I'd love to swim and, you know. So, and then I was a gymnast and I was competing as a gymnast, like, and I loved that. And then I got into netball, touch football, basketball at school. And then I got a bit too tall for gymnastics. So then I got into yoga. Then the yoga obsession really has been my anchor throughout my whole life.
Cool.
Because what I love about it is I feel like the mind-body connection is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And constantly we're in this mode of just like doing, 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 whereas yoga feels a little more you're in the flow of being.
Yes.
And that's really good for our adrenals. And that can also help with like, you know, maintaining your kind of like, I don't know, just like maintaining your equilibrium within yourself.
Yeah.
But lately, I've been very much into yoga and Pilates and my whole life. But then lately I've been more into weightlifting, which I never thought I would be into, but I love it.
Yeah.
And also running, which I never thought I'd be into.
Have you done a race yet?
No.
You should.
I mean, yeah, with all that time on my hands.
I know. It is really.
But it would be fun.
I believe that every mother especially should run a long distance race.
Okay.
Because there's something so powerful, and maybe you have this in other experiences in your life, but I think there's something so powerful about doing something that literally nobody can help you accomplish. A runner.
Like childbirth?
Yes. That, when I ran the LA Marathon for the first time, I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
I was not. I would never have called myself a runner. It was a challenge I made to myself. And my only goal, I didn't care how long it took me, my only goal was I refused to walk.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to run 26 miles. And I really thought I'm going to lose it. And in the last like 2 miles, which felt so impossible, I channeled my oldest son. He's 16. I channeled 52 hours of labor with him. And I was like, bitch, if you can go through that,
you can run.
You can do this. Like,
yeah.
And so it is one of the most, I would say, giving birth to Jackson and crossing that finish line are two key moments in my life that I tap into all the time.
Yeah.
So if you like running, it's a gateway. Start with a 5K.
Okay.
And then you'll be like, okay, and then you'll do a half. And then you'll be an ultra marathon runner and you can say that you got it from me.
Thanks. I love this. So I literally never thought that I would love running.
Yeah. And it's really meditative.
It is.
Yeah.
But one day I woke up and I was like, I just want to run.
Yeah.
This is so weird. Why do I want to run?
Yeah.
I was like 39 at the time and here I am. I'm like, where am I running?
Yeah, that's really cool.
And I got into it and now I just love it. But I do like a run walk, a run walk.
Yes, yeah.
Like a run.
So do you change up during the week what you're doing? Do you sort of get sick of things and then bring in other stuff?
I try to be consistent with like making sure I work out 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I add the run walk and I'll do like a minimum run walk 20 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And then I like to do the sauna. Mm-hmm. Hot and cold, at least if it's just like 10 or 15 minutes, super hot, and then cold shower.
So you're doing run, walk, 20 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. Is that the
kind of like in my schedule when it can fit in. Most of the time it's after I drop the kids off to school.
Are you familiar with Peter Attia, Longevity? Oh, I feel like I mean, it would take your experimenting with health to like other level.
Where's he from?
Peter Attia is, I don't know where he's from originally, but he's based in Austin now.
Okay.
He's a huge, like anybody who's interested in longevity and how to
what
live the best.
What about David Sinclair?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
know. He's a longevity expert.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
But I mention it because one of his things is that every day you have to do, I think he calls it zone two. So you have to be in a level of cardio for at least 20 minutes.
Oh, good.
Where you can still talk, but you don't want to. Like you're right on the edge of like, it's almost too hard.
You're just like, please don't talk to me right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when you're trying to do it and the kids are like, mom, and I'm like
let me finish.
Yeah. A couple more minutes.
Yeah, he has a new book, which I'm forgetting the name of, but it's really popular.
Okay, I need to write it down.
Yeah, I feel like, it's this. I know because my boyfriend has been methodically working his way through the whole thing.
Oh, I'm going through this. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I love learning new things.
But, sorry I interrupted you for the millionth time.
No,
but you're so you're getting the run walk in and then you're...
Oh, but so in the morning, so I'll do a workout before the kids wake up and I have an app, like I have a few different apps.
Oh, nice.
So lately I've been using this app called Crush It from Sonata. And what I like about it is it's like a 20-minute kind of weight workout.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do it sometimes 2 or 3 times. So
oh, okay.
I'll do it like, but at the minimum, you can just do it 20 minutes, like depending on your timing. And so I like to do that in my bedroom just in case the kids wake up.
Right.
I'm there.
You're like, I got
it. But I have my weights there and I use 6-pound weights for that. And then it's just like a really good way to kind of start your day.
Yeah.
And then I also, between Tracy Anderson or Megan Roop, their online programs. I have Ballet Beautiful that I'll do, which is more of like, you know, a mat Pilates. I also have like a yoga teacher that sometimes I'll FaceTime with, or I can do it on my own. There's also a Kundalini yoga app that I sometimes do.
Do you still go to group classes or is that
not so much anymore?
Yeah.
I used to.
Do you miss it or you don't care?
No, it's kind of convenient doing it in my room by myself.
Yeah.
When I'm like there for the kids and the time it takes to get to a class and
Absolutely.
Come back, it's not necessarily like beneficial to my day. But if I didn't have 3 kids, maybe that would be great.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
And a business to run.
Right, right.
And, you know.
Do you schedule the day pulling in work? Because you said you guys work from home.
Yeah.
So and I'm getting really granular with your, I love someone's like, how do you do what you do?
Calendars.
So are you strict with like what kind of meetings you will take at what time of day? Like, are you like, I only want to do a brainstorm in the morning or I only want to do.
So we have like our set meetings
that
we have like in the calendar. And I try to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Like those are my, like I'll drop the kids off. But then, you know, I won't be able to pick them up because those are my work days. But then Monday and Fridays and obviously the weekend are with the kids.
Yeah.
So that's like drop off and pick up. And then when you have a company, you kind of never really switch off.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's the way that it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
In a way that's more balanced for me, because my kids are my number one priority.
Right.
And my husband, of course.
Right. What does the workload look like for you as you're sort of doing all the things? Your CEO, well, and your, you know, head dreamer and
oh no, it's a lot. Yeah. I mean, I do feel like it's very busy, and it is like schedule to schedule to schedule to schedule to schedule to schedule. Yeah. But it kind of flows in a way that what I like to do is I'll like map out, like if I can map out as much in the month in advance, it's better. And then the week before, I can look at it and be like, okay, maybe move this or move that. And then I don't like to look at it after then. I'll just look at it kind of the night before.
Yeah, yeah.
To be like, okay, this is what's happening tomorrow, because otherwise I'll get too worried because there's just so much
it's
always
so much.
Happening.
Yeah.
So I just be like, okay, so I'll map it out and then plan it. And then it's really important to put in like travel time or like pick up and drop off time or everything like is timing.
Yeah.
And I just feel like the world is just moving so fast and our children are growing up so fast. Mm-hmm. So one thing I really try to do even on my work days is kind of make sure that it finishes, unless I have an event, that it finishes in time so I can do wind down with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And be there for, you know, dinner. They have dinner at 5 and then they have a bath at 5:30 and then
yeah,
like in like closed, you know, in their bedroom, like windows, everything shut and like
yeah.
everything's dark and cozy, cocoon like by 6 and then asleep by 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I make sure that and we read books and then we sing prayers and, you know,
yeah.
go to sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, they go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then I have a bit more time to like.
Yeah.
Depending on what's happening with my husband's schedule. And
yeah. The schedule is so key.
It's so key.
Time management.
Yeah,
because if you want to be able to accomplish all the things that you're hoping to accomplish in a day or to show up as a mom the way that you want to.
And not feel rushed.
Yeah, you really can't leave it to chance.
Oh, no.
My
schedule's color-coded. My schedule, my husband's schedule, the kid's schedule.
Yeah. Yeah, I have multiple calendars.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I have talked about the schedule for my kids a lot over the years. And people would always be like, oh, it just feels so intense. And I'm like,
no, it's so
she's
important
six.
To have a, like, it's important to have a routine.
And they need to know.
Oh, they love it.
Especially
they feel safe.
Like when my, exactly, when I got divorced years ago, that was so crucial for them was
yeah.
knowing exactly what to expect.
Happening.
All the time, where they would be, who would be there,
mm-hmm.
so that they didn't have to feel worry about
what
anything.
Was coming
right,
next.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's what my grandma told me. She literally told me when I was pregnant, I remember with Flynn, she said, it's really important that you have a routine, like a consistent routine with him. I know you're traveling, you're working and whatnot, but try and maintain a routine. And it was interesting because it wasn't until I had my second child that it really sunk in how true that was, because
yeah.
my first child was kind of very go with the flow and whenever he was with me. I mean, when you have one, it's kind of
mm-hmm.
like that. And I do hear that about the first child.
Yep.
A lot.
Yep.
But then my second child, it was like, whoa, where did he come from?
Yep. I literally took my second son to the pediatrician at 6 weeks old and I was bawling.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's something wrong with this baby. Like
yeah,
you have, I don't know.
Same.
He won't sleep. He's like fussy. And the
yeah.
doctor was like, oh no. This is normal.
Yeah.
The first baby, he's the freak. Like
yeah.
that's not a normal
that's
baby.
Not normal.
And those firstborns that are easy, they really trick us.
They really do. You're like, I was like, hold on a second.
Yeah.
I thought I was such
hold
a good
on.
Mother.
Yeah. It's like, no, your
what
baby
happened?
Is super easy. Yeah.
Yeah. But by the way, my just turned 5-year-old on the weekend. He is amazing now, but he was my second child. And it was definitely very a different experience to my first child. He was a little more, yeah, like just didn't want to sleep
yeah.
and didn't want to be as flexible
mm-hmm.
with, you know, everything. He was like, no, this
yeah.
is my way. I
yeah.
need it to be done this way. And the routine helped a lot
yeah,
with him.
It is, because it's like this, nope, we're gonna get it, man. We're going to just keep
yeah.
doing the same thing until you understand
until you feel
this
calm
is our life.
And,
yeah.
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 And now he loves it, loves the routine.
Is there anything that you do when you're traveling for your nutrition, for your skincare, that counterbalances the travel? Like, are there any great tips with, because you, I'm sure,
I mean,
have traveled.
I travel
can't even
like
imagine
crazy.
The frequent flyer miles you're rocking.
Yeah. And we offset all of our flights. So yeah, it's also very important. And nice. Actually, Core Organics is a carbon neutral brand.
Cool.
We're carbon neutral certified. So very we offset cool. everything we do. And actually, I was one of the first to introduce the refill pods that you twist in and out. And nice. I was very proud of that. I literally sat there with the manufacturer and was like, I want to create this jar that you put in a little pod that's like a little coffee pod that's fully recyclable. And
oh,
you,
smart.
You twist it in and out. Yeah. And then you just have this beautiful jar that you just buy the jar once and right. the refill pods right. thereafter. And they were like, oh, genius.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, everyone's copying me. But it is better for the environment. So yes. it's better for everyone. Anyway, so when we travel, I actually do bring my juicer with me because I just feel like I need my celery juice.
Yeah.
That's like a non-negotiable. And my husband thinks I'm mad. I'm like, I'd rather have my celery juice than like more shoes.
Yeah.
Like I'll just take, you know, one pair of shoes if I can take my celery juice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And depending on like how long we're going for or where we're going. But that's something that I like to travel with. What else? Obviously my skincare. And once I get on the plane, I clean my skin. And that Minty Mist is a lifesaver. The Noni Glow face oil and the turmeric moisturizer. Oh, and the sleeping mask. I forgot to tell you about that. Okay, that is yes. a game changer.
Yeah, tell me about that.
So the sleeping mask is like one of my key secrets. It's got natural hyaluronic acid in there and it just like locks in everything. And then it dries as a translucent veil. So it doesn't like stay like jelly-like and rub off on your pillow. It literally dries and locks in everything that you've already put on your skin. So you can do your full skincare routine, then apply the sleeping mask, and then it just like keeps it all, and then you wake it up in the morning and you clean your skin, you're like, oh, I'm so like dewy.
Nice.
And then you know why?
Nice.
Because it's that sleeping mask and I keep that next to my bed.
So do you put that on a flight?
The flight. It's amazing.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're staying hydrated. Mm-hmm. We're drinking our celery juice.
Another thing I do when I get to a new place, I try to go outside and get the kids to go outside, take their shoes off and put their feet in the grass.
Yeah.
Get a little sunshine in their hands, like just to reset to that time zone.
Yeah.
Depending on how long we're going to be there.
Yeah.
If we're not there for very long, I try to keep them on the more similar time zone.
Yeah.
To what they had. Like sometimes if we go to Paris and it's just for a week or 10 days, I'll try to keep them a little more on LA time.
Yeah.
Just so they don't have to have such a big transition back and forth.
And are they in school yet?
Oh, not? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But how?
Preschool.
Okay, preschool. Yeah. So kindergarten.
Kindergarten starts in, you know, September.
Yeah. How are you feeling about that?
Excited.
Okay, good.
Because my 12-year-olds went to the same school and then my husband went to the same school.
Oh, cool.
So I feel like a very good connection with the school that they go to. And
nice.
And it just feels right. So
yeah, cool.
Then he's excited about it.
That's important.
Mm-hmm. And
that's
he knows a couple of kids that are going to be there. And we've had like a couple of like play dates at the school. So he's really happy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Going into summer.
Yeah.
Going into summer, which sometimes changes our skin and what's happening. Is there anything that you're like, hey, as you go in for listeners who are thinking like, okay,
what
you've given
do?
Us a ton of advice. Yeah. Is there anything for that?
Oh, there's a lot. But one thing I think is really important to prep your skin is exfoliating. So we have an incredible, the turmeric exfoliating scrub for your face.
Yes.
We have for your body as well.
Oh, nice.
And it makes your body tingle all over. You can, you know, do it to yourself or you can do it to your partner. It's quite nice. Like, do you know what I mean? Like scrub their body in the shower, you know, why not? And then we have an incredible self-tanner that's all natural, certified organic.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of self-tanners because I don't like the smell.
Oh, this is amazing.
Okay, great.
Ours smells like lavender.
No way.
It doesn't smell like self-tanner. And it gives you, it's a gradual tan. So it's not like you've suddenly, like super bronze.
Yeah.
It just, you apply it like 3 days and then you'll get the color that you like.
Oh, nice.
Even you can put it on your base.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I want to check that out.
Yeah,
definitely.
I'll send it to you.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great.
As I was saying, I did have your little bag, but then I came straight from another appointment and came straight here. So we popped by Sephora and
got you what
they had available. Their foaming cleanser was sold out, but we do have the little mini turmeric scrub.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So not a big one, but they had the mini available. Now, let's see here. See, Mind Body Skin. Oh, and this is the little one that I said that you can use and your partner can use. This is what my husband and I use. That's the like 2-in-1 scrub, which is amazing. You will see instant results.
Awesome.
This is our newest plant stem cell retinol alternative serum.
Ooh, okay, I get to try that.
Yeah, it is incredible. It's beautiful as well. So you can have a little routine here. This is the Noni Glow Face Oil.
Oh, good. I'm glad. That one I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah. This is really good for any dry skin conditions. Anyone who has like eczema, rosacea, psoriasis.
Yeah, I have rosacea.
See?
So, yeah.
This is going to help.
I'm very excited.
This is like a game changer. I think you will be addicted.
Cool.
Any sensitive skin, super, super nourishing and helpful. Let's see what else we have in here. We have the Turmeric Glow Moisturizer.
Ooh, I'm getting hooked up.
And this is Katy Perry's favorite moisturizer. She made me do an Instagram live because she wanted to tell the whole world how obsessed she was with this.
That's cool.
And she was like, she's tried every product out there. And she was like, this gives me the glow that I need. It doesn't make her break out because she had like, you know, acne prone skin and she wanted to have the glow.
Nice.
This is like her favorite and she's obsessed. So
awesome.
There we go.
I'll be just like Katy Perry.
Just like Katy Perry. And we have the eye cream here and the eye oil.
Oh gosh, you guys.
So the eye cream, I've just unpackaged them all for you.
You're unboxing and also explain to me how to put them on properly.
Yes. So this is the little refill pod. So same with the turmeric moisturizer. So you buy the glass jar once and then the refill pods thereafter.
Cute.
So you just pop
That's
them in and
so
out.
Smart.
And so we, you know, made a few products incorporating this. So what you do is you just open it. Do you want me to open
it? Yeah, sure.
So you open it like this. And I'll make sure that I don't put my fingers in your jar. I can use this. And then you just put a little of the cream.
Okay.
Just like kind of pat it in around the eye area. I might as well make it even.
Get both sides.
Yeah. And they have different ingredients. This is the vitamin C eye cream. So it's like really potent vitamin C. And then this is the Noni Glow eye oil. And the eye oil has a rose quartz rollable in there, a natural retinol alternative called Kahai oil. It has tomato extract, coffee extract in this one. So the layering of them both are serving like different purposes. And some people are addicted to both. Some people have a preference over one over the other.
But
I use them both. Okay. And I like to use the cream and then the eye oil over the top. But that's the rose quartz rollable there.
Got it.
And then you feel it. I don't want to put it on my eyes because this is going to be yours.
And then do you put it in the same spot?
Yeah.
Or you put it all around?
I do all around.
Oh, okay. Like up here too?
Yeah, up there.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And you use that morning and night, both of them morning and night.
Nice.
The little eye oil and the eye cream.
Nice. I'm so excited.
Yeah. But they work on like helping smooth the fine lines and wrinkles and just hydrate the area.
I actually need a new serum for rosacea, so I'm excited.
That's this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is so fantastic.
Yay.
Thank you for hanging out with me and talking about nutrition and health and skincare and all the stuff.
Thank you.
And geeking out over all of it with me.
And we're both like 83.
Yeah. It's our 40th year.
Yes.
Anything can happen.
Love this.
For people who are listening and want to grab the skincare, learn more, like tell us where we can go to find out about Cora.
So coraorganics.com. And then obviously all social media is Cora Organics or Miranda Kerr. And they can go to Sephora. We're also in Goop.
Cool.
And yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But we're in actually Sephora worldwide. So that's a good one. Or coraorganics.com. We ship to over 160 countries.
Cool. And we're all going to start drinking celery juice now.
That's right.
Okay,
health is wealth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Rachel Hollis Podcast is produced by me, Rachel Hollis. It's edited by Andrew Weller and Jack Noble.
My name is Molly, and I'm a political science major at Kent State University. Kent State has these core values, kindness, respect, and purpose in all we do. Ever since I was old enough to understand the legal system, I've wanted to help serve justice, and I would like to be a prosecutor for the city of Cleveland and then hopefully move up to the county in the Justice Center downtown. Kindness and respect go a long way. As a prosecutor, you have to be kind to all parties of the courtroom to truly help everybody involved.
The path to retirement is different for everyone. And as life changes, so do priorities. Fidelity can help you get where you want to go. With a free personalized plan, goal tracking, and timely insights, you'll be set to take on retirement. Whether you're saving for it or already living in it. Get started at fidelity.com/takeon. Expenses charged by your investments and other costs and fees associated with trading or transacting in your account apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services member, NYSE SIPC.